In the Newsroom, brought to you by Swakopmund Hotel and Entertainment Centre.
The Commas Suicide Prevention Task Force was established in September last year by the Namibian Ministry of Health. The Deputy Minister, Dr. Esther Munyangwe, said recent statistics show that 679 people died by suicide between January 2021 and May 2022. A total of 559 are men, while 91 are women who ended their lives. During the same period, 18 boys and 11 girls died of suicide. Ngamane Karui Upi, a relationship consultant, spoke to In the Newsroom.
And the definite contributing factors is nothing else but how men are raised, how men are conditioned to be men. It plays a role. It's a universally known thing that men don't open up, don't talk about their feelings, don't talk about their problems, because we have standards that are artificial and brutal towards men. In the form of whether it's religion or culture or tradition or contemporary culture, we don't encourage men to look for answers beyond what they may think. So if a man thinks that I can't do this, I'm a failure or whatever, we don't have systems in place, we don't have structures in place, we don't have groups, we don't have culturally or otherwise, legally or otherwise, it becomes easier for a man to feel desperate enough, for men to feel despair enough, disillusioned enough to say, what am I doing here? I have no value. Let me kill myself because this is beyond me. It's easier for men like that because from the get-go, we don't groom men to be men. We don't groom men to be husbands. We don't groom men to be fathers. That's why the whole thing of men being so prominent in being absent as parents, we don't play a role as a society, as a human race, to help alleviate whatever pressures men can feel and do feel and how to handle it. We don't do that. It is true that about 80% of people committing suicide are men. And it's mostly men who are not encouraged by friends or relatives or even enemies to open up and seek for help. How many of your male listeners do get a message that they matter, that they have value, that they can be validated, that they can value themselves on a regular basis? We don't have that conversation that, no, you should have realistic expectations of who you are in life. We don't make that message known, that it's okay to fail, it's okay to fall short, it's okay to disappoint, it's okay to be disappointed, it's okay. We don't have that message. It's like, no, you are a man, you must succeed, you are head of household. Who taught you how to be a man, head of household? Oh, you are the father, you are leading. Leading what? You don't even know how to spell the word to lead, yet you are seen as all, because you are male, you are a man. But there's a big difference between those two things. We have done a lousy job culturally. I don't care what tribe you look into, what ethnic group you look into. We don't cater for men to be wholesome people. Men feeling like, I'm all alone here, I have no help. I need to shine and then the world will give me accolades and compliments. Or if I do the opposite, if I fail, they just sneer at me, they make fun of me, they look down on me. We are not there to say, oh no, it's okay, oh, your woman left you, it's okay. There are more women on the planet than men, don't be for that. We are not there to do that. We are not there to, as friends, as brothers, as uncles, we don't do that. So when men feel like the only option left is committing suicide, we have not done our job to help them see any other alternative options. We need to promote healthy masculinity. We need to promote healthy manhood. We need to promote men being accountable, responsible, and transparent to themselves and to whoever else.
In the Newsroom, brought to you by Swakopmund Hotel and Entertainment Centre.